The humble chicken is South Africa's favorite meat. South Africans ate nearly 1.8 million tons of chicken last year, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. But a new tax on imported chicken may peck away at the meat supremacy. In late September, the government imposed tariffs ranging from 30% to 82% on various imported chicken products. South Africa has been importing increasing amounts of chicken, and industry experts say that is negatively affecting a sector that employs about 100,000 people. The new tariffs will make local chicken more attractive, but analysts have said all chicken might rise in price. Predictably, VOA did not meet a single South African consumer who was happy about the price hike.
I eat vegetables because I've got no money to buy chicken.
A lot of people are suffering in South Africa. They don't have enough money to buy expensive chicken.
Michael Sejapala runs a food truck in Johannesburg selling traditional foods for modest prices. He says he is struggling.
I used to buy 4 chickens for 100 rand. Now already I'm buying 4 chickens for 140 rand. So it is going to have to rise more. Well, it's going to be quite heavy on my customers.
A new study by the independent research group Afrobarometer found that South Africa's poverty level has not gone down despite the nation's economic growth. At this family-owned butchery in Johannesburg, Alpeka Meat Market Manager Frankie Gonzalez says the tax is unfair.
Well, imported chicken is it's a bit better than the local it's much better than the local chicken, and the only problem is that we're going to battle to keep up with the prices.
But chickenomics, experts say, is more complicated. Kevin Lovell, head of the South African Poultry Association, says the industry needs to be protected.
And nobody wants to pay more for the same thing, but everyone wants to keep their job. And that's what tariffs are meant for. They're policy instruments that countries can use to try and develop specified industries for a specific purpose, and by doing that, to improve the overall economic performance of their country.
Whatever happens, South African families may find it increasingly hard to achieve a future with a chicken in every pot. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.